opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on the 23rd of December, 7:05 in the morning. Good morning. It is Trish Clark is with me today. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
There you go. Hey, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's in here today. And I always try to say something to Jared, get his day going. And usually, Jared just looks at me and he goes, oh. Because, okay, they are ridiculous most of the time. But I see you walking in. I'm trying to get you going. I want your heart to beat.
It's 7 o'clock, Carl.
Yeah,
no,
so
I know. It's way too late.
I told him I had a burl. I had a wild burl that we gotten from Devil's Garden, and that I was going to give it to him at Christmas. I was just going to tie it outside, you know, his door. He just looks at me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Again, it's 7 o'clock.
No. This is usually 6:45.
I know, yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, Jared, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What national day is it today?
Today is Festivus.
Festivus.
I don't know if you're familiar with Seinfeld, but
no,
it was...
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. So, there was an episode of Seinfeld where they... It's basically like a non-secular holiday... It's supposed to just kind of be its own thing.
This isn't where you put, like, grape garlands on your forehead.
No,
and wear a toga, is it?
There's actually a Festivus pole. It's literally, instead of a tree, it's just a pole.
Oh, and is there, like, ribbons off it and you hang on
nope,
to it?
No, there's nothing
on it.
No,
it's not like the maple.
It's unadorned.
Oh, it's just unadorned.
It's just a pole. Moving on, it's 43 degrees in downtown Redding. We're looking for a high today of 53 and a low of 38. It's pretty much rain throughout the week until we get into the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and then we're going to get some snow, but the temperatures are going to just be in that kind of highs in the 50s, lows in the 38s. Christmas Day, a high of 48, a low of 33 in rain. Pretty much 100% chance of rain all week long. Hopefully it will just kind of drizzle and be like it is now so that the earth can absorb and use the water and not get into any flooding stages, those things. Some snow on Saturday night and on Sunday. Sunday night, rain again, rain likely on Monday. Temperatures holding right along. We do need rain, and it is winter, and it is the end of December. So the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at
365-3793. I-5 is... closed, I guess, at Bondale, just 10 miles north of us. Motorists must have tire chains in their possession in order to proceed.
Absolutely. So, all trucks are getting checked. You're not going north or east, northeast,
well, now,
without chain requirements.
Right, chains are required, and this is on 44, except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires, from Viola to Old Station. That includes Eskimo Hill, starting at Eskimo Hill. Chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles, blah, blah. From Bogard Ranger Station to the junction of SR 36, which is the main, you know, main route over to Reno.
Right.
And, SR 223. I don't know why I've got that. Anyway, no traffic restrictions reported there. Anyway, but I-5, again, I talked to somebody that drives up to Dunsmuir. Or someplace like, not Dunsmuir, McLeod, every day. And he said the main problem on the roads is the trucks. They've got truck drivers that don't know how to drive in snow.
Yeah.
And not all, of course, you know, truck drivers got a great safety record, but he's saying that's what's happening in some of them.
They won't slow down.
Yeah, well.
And we keep improving the freeway. I've lived here since 1977. I don't believe I've ever taken a trip up that road that there has not been construction of some kind on that road at some point between here and the Oregon border. Having said that, they keep straightening it. They keep making it so it's easier to go faster, and then they keep trying to restrict the speed, and the trucks come around those corners whoa. They go too fast. They just will not slow down. And so as a result, we get a lot of, this time of year, we get a lot of spin outs. We get a lot of trucks, you know, going along halfway across the road. It just, you need to just slow down when you're going up or down.
Christian and I are going to be here. It's going to be open line all for, 1.5 hours because at the 7:30 mark, it's a surprise. I haven't mentioned who it is, but I've got a couple guys coming in here that have played a significant part of my life.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And many other people's lives. And they're going to be in here at 7:30.
Okay.
If
perfect.
They remember to wake up. So,
so if you've got, I mean, you must have final thoughts for the end of the year, things that you would just love to get on the record and speak about. And so this is your opportunity up until 9 o'clock, except yeah. between 7:30 and 8. Give us a call at 605-4567. If you can go
nothing's off the table.
Whatever you want to talk about, this is your opportunity.
This is when, if you're just, you know, it could be anything from, I'm really upset about the Board of Supervisors because, you know, and either side, you know, what was happening at the Board of Supervisors meeting, any of those things. It can be about COVID. And I saw something that's cruel about Omicron. They had their first fatality in Texas. And it, before that came out, I saw something that said, Alec Baldwin has killed more people than Omicron. That's cruel. Now, it doesn't seem, I checked the statistics yesterday, there was nobody except that one person in Texas, it appears, in the United States, has passed away from Omicron. And yet, now, according to the governor, during Christmas, you all have to be masked in your home.
But according to the CDC and according to every other country that's had it and according to all the statistics you can look at, it is the most contagious but the mildest form of the disease we've had so far. It's a cold. It's a kind of a bad cold. That's about what it is.
Here's the thing. There's all of a sudden we are lurching from one side to the other again.
Yeah.
And you know that I've been vaccinated and Trish has been vaccinated but you know at some point we have to say this is it. People aren't going to be vaccinated are not going to be vaccinated.
Exactly right. And we're not going to get boosters if we don't feel we need it. If we've already had it, we have immunities built up because we had COVID. At some point, people need to put their hand up and say, okay, we're done now, and we're going to move on with our lives.
We need to move on.
Because this can go on and on and on. And the issue, Carl, is this. They give you a set of statistics each time they come out with something, but you can't compare the statistics they give you today with the ones they gave you 3 months ago because they're using a different matrix every time. One time they're talking about how contagious it is, and these are the numbers. The next time they're talking about the infection rate, and these are the numbers. And the next time they're comparing that to death rates early on, none of which are relevant to try to say, this is what happened today, this is what happened a year ago. You're not looking at the same statistics based on the same numbers. And one final thing, and you can check this, if you look at the worldwide predicted deaths, for the last 3 years, and then you look at the actual deaths for the last 3 years, there's very little difference in them. So where are all those extra people? Where did they die? In what country? Or did we just, in the process of doing this, cure everything else?
Well, no. Let me take the other side on this, is that more people died in the United States this year than ever before. Look it up.
Yeah, but not a considerable more than predicted.
But more people died. Oh, I don't know about the percentage, but there were more people died, and one of the reasons is COVID. People have died from COVID.
Oh, absolutely, but less people have died of strokes, less people have died of heart attacks, less people have died of cancer, less people have died of all those other statistics. So in the process of having a pandemic, did we cure everything else?
No.
Did they die of COVID or did they die with COVID?
Well, in some cases, the COVID is a contributing factor to debilitating condition.
Absolutely.
So,
the person that's on hospice for 6 months, now they get COVID, gosh, they went a day earlier.
What's wrong?
Oh, I was just, Trish, you're not talking in the mic.
You got to get
down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't talk to me, Trish. Don't talk to me.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
Talk to the people.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. And are you happy that they're opening a new branch in Anderson?
Absolutely.
In the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Quite a great addition to the city of Anderson.
Anderson has just had Barron on the show yesterday and talking about a lot of the things that happened
in
Anderson.
Our new mayor, yes.
Yeah. Cornerstone Community Bank hit the ground running 15 years ago and has been moving local dreams forward ever since. The new branch that we talked about opening next month in Anderson, the main branch, of course, in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and two more branches, one at California Street right down the street from me, which is easy, so we'll walk down there and do our banking, or in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. It is truly a community bank. We'll be right back after these messages.
Roberts, I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor District 5. As a father, husband, businessman, and North State resident, I am concerned about what is happening in our community. Government overreach, the firing of workers who stood on their own principles against government control, mandates that open new doorways and impact medical decisions, travel, worship, and education. Consider your future, your freedom. Vote for me, Colt Roberts, for Shasta County Supervisor District 5. I'm Colt Roberts, and I approve this ad. This ad is paid for by the committee to elect Colt Roberts for Shasta County Supervisor District 5, 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy Holidays.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to Blue North State with no more homeless vets.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Now, open line until 7:30 and then back again at 8 o'clock because we've got two guests. They both showed up.
Good.
Which, to me, was a total surprise that they both got here at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Right. Now, it's just, no, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. It's a surprise.
It is. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry.
Ah, yes.
Trish, two more days.
I already visited and bought my Christmas present.
Did you? Okay.
I did.
They're open today. They're open tomorrow. They're not going to be open on Christmas Day. They're having a big annual
sale
because
ridiculous
it's their anniversary.
Sale.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous.
The markdowns and the deals that you can make. Oh, my gosh.
Well.
Just you must. Oh, and the pretty stuff. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Beyond walking away from.
There you go. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It'll be open from 9:30 to 4. And maybe later, if you've got people in there, they're not going to close down.
Exactly.
So, Christmas Eve, guys.
And
tomorrow.
Leonard is there. You know, he's here for the month of December.
Yeah.
And it's good
he's
to step in and absolutely say Merry Christmas. And that's what my intention was when I stopped the other day. But I walked away with a beautiful Trish Christmas present.
Whoa. Hey, okay, going back to COVID one more time. In a move criticized by business groups and hailed by labor advocates, California's workplace regulators on Thursday extended the state's coronavirus pandemic regulations in the next year, with revisions the employer said could worsen the state's severe labor shortage. Vaccinated and unvaccinated employees in California, which will now have no distinction between them. Both will be prohibited from the workplace if they come in close contact with someone infected with the virus under the rules. So, it used to be if you're vaccinated, you could go to work. Right. If you're unvaccinated, too bad. But now, even if you've been vaccinated and you've been exposed to it.
Just exposed. You don't have to have it.
You don't have to have it. You don't have to have something.
You don't have to have check, and you don't have to have a test.
Tell people, okay.
Okay.
We have firsthand knowledge
of a fire department in the state of California.
In the state of California. Okay.
Oh, okay. And if you within this department they have several stations, and if they have a station that they get three people on a shift who are to check in, who get exposed, let's say they go out on a call and they're exposed to a COVID, just shut that engine that station down. 48 hours, because that's that shift. And they're exposed. They've got to send them home. Now, how many
three people on a shift out of 24 hours, not because they have COVID.
Because they've been exposed.
They've been exposed.
And they're all going, in order to try to keep from being exposed, they're all going to have to be wearing the N95 mask.
While in the station.
No, while at 24/7, while they're on shift.
Including fighting a fire?
Exactly.
I don't see how that can work if they're wearing a mask.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, they'll pull it off during
if they have their other mask on.
Yeah. Okay.
But anybody coming in or out of that fire station will have to be doing that.
An N95 mask.
Yes. Because if they come in and they expose the people that are in there, even though they're wearing the mask, they're still. You can't run a fire department, point.
You can't run businesses like
you can't,
this.
Possibly.
Anyway, so.
That's crazy stuff.
Again. Okay, moving on from COVID.
Okay, let's do.
Let's really move on
from COVID.
Something happened the meeting, and I'm going to get the people on from the Garden Track, or at least one of their spokespeople there. The city wants to rezone the Garden Track, allowing other buildings there.
Do you explain what the Garden Track is?
Garden Track is a neighborhood right here in the middle of, right down the street, really. It's bordered by Sequoia Street and a couple other streets right downtown.
Uh-huh.
And some of the homes were built in the 30s and 40s and but it's a nice neighborhood.
It is.
And now.
And they've done a lot of work in the Garden Track over the last few years.
A lot of work in the Garden Track. A lot of people live there.
A lot of updates, a lot of reconditioning and making it a really nice area.
Well, the fact that the people in the Garden Track, when they saw the rezoning, which said you can have multi-story buildings in there, have said they fear increasing traffic and a loss of privacy should the proposed rezoning be approved for the neighborhood. Which is located within walking distance of revitalized downtown, which is the whole idea, you know. So, the council, though, voted 3-0 to continue the public hearing about the issue at its meeting on January 18th. They only had three people there last night. Council member Reznor, has property interest in the area, recused herself from the discussion. Council member Michael DeQuisto was absent, but also owns property in the area. So they're going to come back and hear it again.
It's a multi-level. Does that include commercial on the bottom and then housing on the top, or just a mix in residential property, or inclusion of retail and commercial in that area?
I think it's going to be all of that. One of the speakers said that, I know there has to be progress, but I think you guys should go a little bit slower with this. And, I thought they were going to be able to go up to seven stories, but they dropped it to only three stories. But what we're going to have to do, though, is we're going to get somebody from the Planning Commission in here. And then this is the other thing. The Planning Commission, unanimously approved recommending the draft specific plan to the city. Mm-hmm. Now, initially four of the seven members of the Planning Commission reported conflicts of interest. So that didn't give them a big enough number. They had they had to pick one of those people that had recused themselves, pick the name out of a bowl, and they had to be on. This is the first time this has ever happened, that they had that many people that had interest in an area.
And I'm just going to throw out just one little comment. As we expand this business on the ground, people living above, anybody got a handbook out there called Agenda 21 that you just want to read out and revisit and relook at and read? I'm just saying.
Let's go to the phones. Christian, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Listen, I thought, is Colt there?
Who?
Your guest this morning, I thought he was going to be Colt Roberts.
No, that was Tuesday.
Carl, I missed. I'm so sorry.
I had Baron on yesterday. I had Chris on earlier. Don't worry. You'll get your shot later on. They're all coming back again.
So Doug Craig was on Tuesday then.
Doug Craig was also on Tuesday. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for accepting the call, and I'll try to schedule a little better.
Okay.
I'm
trying to put it on Facebook, Christian. You know, who's going to be on the next day. Sometimes I miss. But, no, I had Colt set up. Now, just know in January, I'm going to have every one of the people running in the recall.
District 2
recall. I've already got three of them set up. I'm waiting for Leonard Modi to come back, to me and, Mr. Hayward and
I appreciate
got everybody
that.
Else.
And I look forward to, knowing when that date is.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'll put
them
out.
Happy holidays.
Okay. You too.
Merry Christmas to you, Christian.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's, anyway, so this, you know, it's interesting that so many people involved in our planning and on our city government have got property there or interest there, which means that some of them, they're going to make money off this.
Well, in one shape or another, but I think, just to play devil's advocate, the people who care about the city, who want to take the time to be vested by spending time on the planning commission.
Oh, no, that wasn't a hit against
them. No. But that's the thing you run into, that a lot of times these people that are interested and will spend the time, because they care about their city, probably have a financial interest in it, and that's okay. But like you say, you have to step aside, and we have built-in mechanisms that can do that. It's interesting in that particular area that you'd have that many from how many? Were you 7 on the planning commission in Reading?
Yeah, 7 on the planning commission.
Yeah, so that means four of them
couldn't. So they had, but they needed 4 to make a quorum. So yeah. they took one of those people. They just, like I said, they drew the name out of the hat.
And said you don't have a conflict anymore.
Right. Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I saw Judy Maxwell yesterday. What a gracious lady
she is,
and she had a granddaughter with her. And they, Judy Maxwell is a person of the highest integrity and vast knowledge of her business, of the insurance and the financial management there. And she's trained her people. I can heartily recommend Judy Maxwell when you're talking about health insurance, your business insurance, taking a look at your retirement plans, your 401. Give them a call at 221-0441. Stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. I promise you, you meet Judy Maxwell, and you are going to feel like you are an important part of her life because that's the way she feels.
That's the way she makes everybody feel.
Absolutely. And very sincere and very true. Okay, we'll be right back.
Staying healthy isn't easy, especially during the holidays. Watching your diet, staying active, managing stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and effortlessly adjusts to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Bring proven quality sleep home for the holidays. It's our holiday savings event. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous holiday buffet on Saturday, December 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us do the work and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your holiday season. Our menu includes prime rib and baked ham with a tasty pineapple and brown sugar glaze with a selection of delightful trimmings and desserts. Tables starting at just $150 plus fees. For seating and table information, call 1-800-280-UWIN or see windriver.com for complete details.
Holidays are better at the river.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 23rd, so you've really got, like, today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I did tell everybody there is another shopping place open on Christmas. It's the it's the gas station on Deschutes Road. She's going to be there if you're looking for alcohol or tobacco or jerky.
Or gas.
Or gas. But,
If you need
those stocking stuffers.
Well, but I mean, gas card. Yeah, that's a good stocking stuffer.
Hey, we are here. I said it was a surprise. I talked about it. I said two guys have played a significant part in my life since I've lived here in Reading. And those two guys are Tim Carroll and Nick and Logan Gardner. They are the barbers at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, Carl.
I'm so pleased to meet you because we talk about you every Thursday morning.
We talk about you every morning. You know, you're just here on Thursdays. Let's start with you, Tim.
Yes.
How did you get into this business?
When I was just getting out of high school, my dad was working up here at the shop at the Cypress Square Barbershop.
And that's DC, who is well known and loved.
Yes, and we also owned a print shop in Chico at the time, and he gave me the option. All I had was a high school diploma at the time, and he's like, "You can go to barber college, or you can learn how to work a printing press." And I really didn't want to work on a printing press because I'd heard stories of people being degloved and whatnot, losing fingers by working a printing press. And I was like, I think that barbering might be a little bit safer. So that's why I went with barbering.
Okay.
Nothing really too exciting, you know, but those were my options.
And what about you, Logan?
Went to high school and tried the whole Shasta College thing out and it just wasn't for me. And my dad, I worked for my dad a lot in high school, washing windows, and Tim's been cutting my hair since I was 5 years old, so I've got pretty close to him, and they said, if you go to barber school, we'll give you a job, because Roy, the previous barber, was going to retire.
That's right.
So I went to school, and turned out I like doing it. Now it's been 10 years.
Oh, wow.
It has been.
On the 18th.
Now, 10 years. Wow. I didn't think you were that much older than him. You must be.
Oh, I'm only 25.
The child when you started teaching him.
Hey, okay. Barber school. When you told me the requirements to become a barber, when you two went through, I was floored. Let people know what, I mean, you can't just, like, walk in one day and say, hey, I'd like to be a barber, and you say, oh, hey, we got an empty chair there.
No, there's 1,500 hours of barber college required. And then the state board exam right after that, shortly after that. Sometimes it can be a couple months until you get your exam date. But and that's an eight hour test in itself. When I was in school, we had an hour of book work, and we'd talk about other current events and stuff like that that was going on barbering at that time. And then the next 8 hours after that, we were basically like working in a barbershop. So we'd all go out to our station, work in there, and take in customers, and it was just like working in a shop. And they were, at that time, it was $2 a haircut. at the Barber College, and yeah, it was pretty fun and interesting times.
So, do you like as cosmetologists have to? Do you have to learn all the separate muscle groups? And,
oh yes,
and all of those.
It's
different.
It's the same school. Yeah.
Same school.
Kind of. Okay. We learn a different technique as far as for cutting hairs is what they do. Yeah, we learn the bones and the nerves of the face and the scalp and everything like that. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand that when they think about somebody who cuts hair. I mean, they don't understand that there's a whole lot more knowledge involved than just how to make the hair look even.
Oh, yeah, being able to recognize any diseases or conditions, you know, such as, you know, head lice, you know, or pediculosis and stuff like that, being able to pick out impetigo or, like, scalp conditions. I mean, we're not doctors, but we should be able to recognize it and know to not do that.
Have you all seen a lot of that? Do you see head lice?
Every year it goes through the schools and then it goes through the families. And I mean, if you've dealt with head lice at least once, if you have children,
head lice you can pick out pretty easily because when the kid comes in with it, their hair is normally messed up from them scratching their heads.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, there's a heads up. I should probably look at this hair before I.
So if you see head lice in there, do you just tell them and say we're not going to cut it?
Yeah, you can't
cut that.
And then you want them out of the shop.
It's considered as a communicable disease, and technically, I mean, all the way back, we're not even supposed to cut anybody with a common cold. So, I mean, we're supposed to turn people away for that.
Well, now, Logan, you've been doing this is your 10th anniversary of it,
mm-hmm.
And you two work in a barber shop. The difference between a barber shop in a styling salon. I mean, I make up things. But, there's a number of differences in it, though. Is that correct?
I guess, yeah. That's probably a lot of the topics you talk about.
You said if you're a cosmetologist, you learn how to cut hair a different way than you do at a barbershop?
What I've understood about the way that cosmetologists cut hair and what I've seen some of them do is a lot of them do will section off and do patterns for the haircut, whereas like when I learned in school and also what my dad had taught me in the barber college is that there's more of tailoring of the haircut for the person. Nowadays, I mean, it's not so much doing it for the shape of the face or the head. Because so many people are wearing it skin tight on the sides and stuff like that. But so it's not really designing it for that one person anymore. But every haircut is made just for you.
And I think different stylists do different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it depends on a lot of the people that are cutting hair in salons now are cutting exactly like a barber does. They're styling it, you know.
What's the easiest haircut, Logan?
Buzz cut.
And
same length all the way around?
And so
we actually have customers that get like a one or a zero all the way around every couple, 2-3 weeks.
Now, when you say a one or a zero?
Oh, eighth of an inch is a one.
Uh-huh. And so that's
zero
the difference.
Is bald?
Those are the
length of the guards on the clippers.
Yeah, on your clippers. Okay. So, and you can, a buzz cut, very similar to what we had in the Marine Corps.
Yes.
Our very first haircut.
Not quite as fast.
We take a little bit more time.
That's
a little
true.
More finesse.
It cost me a quarter, and I was in there for maybe
20 seconds.
Maybe 2 minutes. Maybe. Because maybe it's because he turned away and watched. I don't know. But it doesn't take long to do that in the military.
We try to make it more comfortable.
Well, and you do. What's the hardest one to cut?
Razor fade, probably the razor fade flat top.
I love a flat top. That's a good looking haircut on a guy.
Okay, I see that. You know, I see you advertise that. What's a razor fade? I've never asked you. I'm 14 years. I've never asked you that.
It's when you take it down to skin on the sides and you shave it even closer, so it's like smooth. And
okay.
It takes a little bit more time and effort. And then if you throw the flat top in it, the flat top is a custom haircut. So.
Okay. Now my grandson. He's a baseball player, and in the high school, all the baseball players have mullets with that fade. Do you see that?
It's been ever since the whole quarantine and COVID. It's been getting more and more popular.
Okay.
Why is that?
People were growing their hair out, not getting haircuts.
Oh, okay.
Shops were closed for a while.
Now, y'all were closed.
Yes.
For a while.
Yes.
Because of COVID. Thanks to the state of California. How long were y'all closed?
2.5, close to 3 months, maybe. Yeah. I can't remember. It was all a blur back then, to be honest.
It just flowed day to day.
I think it was, that was when I decided to grow my hair real long. And
yeah.
Yeah. And you did, and then when you opened up, you know, to trim it.
I grew mine really long.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we're here with, Tim Carroll and, Logan Gardner from Cypress Square Barbershop, whom I talk about every day, and I have for the last 12 years. Y'all have been with us for, even before then. I had another show that you all also were a sponsor on. And, I don't know, it's just kind of cool. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And if you've been, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call. A work injury can change your life. The insurance companies have lawyers, employers have lawyers, and if you're not getting that treatment, Patrick Gorman will assist you. And let me tell you, Patrick Gorman's he is a fighter. Former 101st Air assault guy, a policeman, and then he got into the law field here. And if you need some help, give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick Gorman, you need somebody fighting for you. Give Patrick a call. 530-282-2168. We'll be right back.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Redding Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Redding Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Bring me your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's Thursday morning. I love Thursday.
Yeah, she's my Trish girl. Hey, as we get older, we have a tendency to forget that sometimes. And we do things like we think we are still 20. And when that happens, you may pull a muscle. You may have an injury. You may have any of those things happening. We'll stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way in the Sunset Shopping Center. See Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. They're going to get you back into shape. They've got plenty of experience working for the U.S. gymnastics team, working with, I should say, the pro football combine, colleges, universities. They are truly experts about repairing this damage and helping you prevent it happening again. Give them a call. 533-5030. 533-5030 today. You won't be sorry. They'll get, you know, you get those knee problems and all that. Anyway, hey, we're here with Cypress Square Barbershop. Tim Carroll.
Hey.
And Logan Gardner. Good morning. Okay.
I have a question.
No. This is man's last stronghold.
I know that. But I'm going to ask the question. You mentioned that when you first started, it was a $2 haircut.
At the barber college. Okay. And not at the barber shop, but at the barber college.
What does a haircut cost today?
I don't know what it is at the barber college. When I first started at the barber shop, it was $8.50, and they're $22 now.
Okay.
Unless you're a senior. Or a veteran. You get discounts for seniors and veterans.
Yes.
It must be, you know, when you're in there, you must hear everything.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that. You've got a rule. You don't talk politics. Is that true?
No politics. No religion.
No politics or religion in there. Okay.
That's a good start. Rule out families, too.
Because that can get deadly. You know, I've read this, that people think of, you know, they'll talk to their barbers like they would a therapist. Do you find that?
It's weird how some people just open up and just talk to you about stuff.
About things in her family?
Yeah, personal stuff. You're like, oh, wow, okay.
Especially since we've moved on to doing appointments now. Now there's not a whole room full of people. Whereas before we'd have 8 or 10 guys waiting in the room, and some guys were kind of hesitant about talking about what they wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
But now that there's like, it's just him and I or whatever, they really open up and tell us a lot of stuff. And it's a lot more... I don't know, it's a lot more intimate in a way, and I enjoy getting to know people a little bit better that way, whereas I always thought that I knew a lot of people really good based on how it was before, but now they really open up, and so it's really something good. I mean, you hear about, you know, problems with the family or just what they're looking forward to doing, and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Kind of like a family thing. Yeah, when I read that, they talk about people, you know, who do you open up to? And barbers are in the top three. And I was kind of surprised about that, but then I can understand it. You see, you know, I've seen you two on a regular basis now for 14 years.
Yep.
So, yeah, I understand that. Isn't it funny how none of us have ever...
You feel comfortable and you want to share.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear things about things going in town that isn't regular, I mean, isn't like public knowledge? Because you get a lot of law enforcement in there.
The law enforcement used to call us the hub a long time ago, probably about 15 years ago or so, because we would bring something up to another officer, and he would say, well, I haven't heard about that yet. And so we would kind of be like kind of sometimes the first to know.
I know that when Rich Bay used to get his hair cut in there.
Oh yeah.
And now Ted Leidy. And Ted I shamed into it. He was going to a stylist. And I said, "You're going to a stylist instead of Man's Last Stronghold?" And when they broke up, he said there were tears from him. She just goes, "Okay." Ted was, anyway. That was one of the things when you had, before you did appointments, there would be people in there waiting. Mm-hmm. And you would hear things, though. You could hear a lot of stuff being talked about in the barbershop. I mean, a barbershop is kind of like, you know, in the old days. I mean, that was like everybody comes down,
talks. It's a gossip place. You talk. About things and people.
Be a lot of talk about what's going on in town and what's going on in the world and stuff like that. There'd be a lot of interesting stuff sometimes.
How do you know when it's been long enough being a barber? I mean, you're young, Logan. And Tim, you're young too. In D.C., your dad was cutting hair.
From 63, I believe, all the way up until about 3 or 4 years ago when he retired.
Yeah. 1963. And he was a barber in the Navy.
He was a barber in the Navy, yeah.
Dude, that was one of
How old was he when he retired?
He was 25. I'm 25. He's 25 when he retired. 25. He's still 25, yeah.
How long can a barber last? Is that just individually? It's on the individual.
With him, he was forced into retirement with his shoulder surgeries. Yeah. He wasn't able to lift his arm, didn't have the mobility.
Do barbers have certain physical conditions that happen from being a barber?
Probably shoulders, lower back problems. Yeah. The way that you hold your arms out, it puts a lot of stress on the lower back. And then
carpal tunnel, any of that?
I've heard of it. I've never had any problem with it.
Okay. When you see a customer for the first time, every time I'm in there, you know everybody that comes through there, but you obviously get new customers all the time.
We've seen a lot of new faces here lately, and it's been really exciting to see some new faces in the shop. The one thing that I hope with new faces is that they give me good direction on how they like their haircut. Sometimes they're very vague, you know. They're like this but shorter, and that doesn't tell me exactly how they want their haircut because I didn't cut your hair last time. So,
okay, Logan, have you ever cut anybody's hair and you whip them around in the chair so they can see it and they go no?
Not like a crazy one. They've you went a little too short, or oh, can we go shorter? And like, oh, if I went too short, then sorry, that's my bad, and then this one's on me.
Oh, really?
I've done it one or two times. If it's drastic, but a lot of guys are like, oh no, we'll just that's fine.
3 days per guy.
Yeah,
it's the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut. Three days. That's what they say.
I won't be back as soon.
It depends on how short it is.
I had a haircut one time, not with you all, a couple of decades ago, that I went home, and my wife said, "You have got to be kidding me." She says, "Turn around. Here's a mirror. Look at the back." And I looked at it. It was horrible. And I went back, and the owner of the shop was there. And I just turned around. He goes, "Sit down." I'm in the Marine Corps. How do you screw up a Marine Corps haircut? Anyway, how long has Cypress Square Barbershop been there? Well, I mean, been in existence, I guess.
Been in existence. It was Johnny's shop in the beginning, and it was out on the corner closer to Cypress on Athens. And there was just a small building out there at the time. And funny enough, Johnny bought a couple of cars. This is in 1960. Uh-huh. And bought a couple of cars to park on the corner so it looked like he was busy. And... And he was working there for a while with these cars parked out in front, and a guy came in and said, "Hey, I need to buy a car." And so he goes, "I have one for sale out here." So he started selling cars as he was cutting hair also. But it wasn't like a legit car shop or a car lot or anything like that. And then his nephew started working with him, I believe, in around 65, Ray Kravitz. And then the shopping center was done being built in 67, and Johnny was ready to not cut hair anymore. And he moved, Ray opened up the shop where it is right now. And there's never been anything in that room but the barber shop.
Okay.
And, Ray owned it all the way up until, I believe, 92 or 93 when my dad bought it from him. And, and we changed it from Ray's barber shop at that point to Cypress Square Barber Shop. And we put, dad added the, Man's Last Stronghold to it.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. Did you inherit all the heads? They're on the wall.
Yeah, those are all from Ray. There's a couple that were donated, and there's a few others that guy came in with a big fish, and we're like, "You have that mounted? We'll hang it up for you." You know, or that. So we paid for the mount. That, so
wow.
There's a few others that they're added that way.
You want a boar's head? Wild boar. If you pay for it, I'd be happy to bring one in.
I think we're running out of room.
I think you are. Hey, Tim and Logan, I wanted to have you on. It's been a long time, and I so much enjoy just talking with you two and what you do for our community. And I'm glad that you wanted to come in this morning.
Thank you, Carl. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, thank you. It won't be the last time, you know, as things go on. So we're talking to Tim Carroll and Logan Gardner from Cypress Square Barbershop, the best place in the world to get a haircut, as far as I'm concerned, and Man's Last Stronghold on the off of Athens, across from the old subway right there. So, and they work by appointments, 244-9478.
Great to put a face to a name.
Yeah, because she hears it every time she comes in here.
Right.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to come back, and it's open line, 605-4567.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Both airlines note international travel has been the most affected by Omicron. I'm Ben Thomas.
Two Democrat lawmakers, one in Philadelphia, the other in suburban Chicago, among the latest victims of urban crime. Both of them hijacked at gunpoint, neither injured. Americans loosened up the purse strings last month. Consumer spending rose 0.6%.
It's a solid gain, but it falls below the 1.4% surge in October. The Commerce Department reports personal incomes rose 0.4% in November, slightly lower than the 0.5% increase in October. Both gains came after a 1% plunge in incomes in September. That was the month the government benefit programs, such as expanded unemployment benefits, came to an end.
Correspondent Jeremy House saying that consumer spending drives roughly 70% of U.S. economic activity. Just how bad was inflation over the past year? Commerce Department says consumer prices soared 5.7%, the fastest clip in 39 years. And stocks are soaring on Wall Street. The Dow's up 224 points. The Nasdaq better by 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dynovite.
Dynovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dynovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dynovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dynovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives. I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Croatia's government has okayed a plan to pay citizens big money if they return home from abroad to start a business.
Croatia's population has been falling at an alarming rate over the past decade. European Union figures suggest that 15% of working-age Croats live in other EU countries, and around 40,000 people join them every year. With a current population of just 4 million, Croatia simply can't continue like this. The government's answer is the I Choose Croatia scheme. It'll pay Croats as much as $30,000 if they return and set up a business. There'll also be financial incentives for existing Croatian entrepreneurs to move to depopulated areas of the country.
The BBC's Guy Delaney. Happened in the dead of night. Workers at the University of Hong Kong spent hours taking apart, carting away a 26-foot-tall memorial to victims of the Tiananmen Square massacre in China. News and analysis, townhall.com. Pay what you owe, don't worry about it, at least for now.
The Biden administration will not require federal student loan payments until May 1st. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Millions of people across the country are still struggling with the ongoing threat of the pandemic. Many of them are student loan borrowers.
Interest rates will remain at 0% during that period, and debt collection efforts will be suspended. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turns out that November was a pretty good month in the residential real estate business. Word this morning that sales of new single-family homes rose by 12.4% last month. It was the fastest pace in 7 months. Home industry benefiting from low mortgage rates and high demand for houses. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow's up 211 points, the S&P 32 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with today, Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 23rd of December, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, we found out that it's Festivus.
Festivus.
Yeah, Festus was the guy in Gunsmoke. So it's not his day. Festivus Day.
And
Festivus Day, you celebrate that by just putting a pole up and no decorations on it.
No. Actually, and it's funny, there's an airing of grievances. So you just complain. Of feats of strength. It's a silly made-up thing.
Yeah, it's Seinfeld. This is Seinfeld. Yeah. Trish, good morning, honey.
Good morning. It's 43 degrees in downtown Reading. Hasn't warmed up much. Just kind of not really raining, but we're calling for rain all day long. A high of 53 and a low of 38. And on Friday, more rain, about 80% chance of rain, a high of 50 and a low of 38. On Christmas Day, rain, a high of 48, a low of 33. And on Sunday, rain and possibly snow, and then rain again, high of 45. Up in the mountains, we're going to be getting a lot of snow.
This could be great.
A lot of snow. But kind of just a steady rain here for the next foreseeable future through Sunday and Monday. Highs in the mid-40s to low 50s, and lows in the 33. No freezing projected. So it's just going to, let's hope, be a... absorbing the rain and making our earth whole again and not getting into any flooding. Nice snowpack.
Great snowpack. Let's have a 80-foot snowpack.
That would be absolutely great. You know, I read something that with the snow from that last storm, we had like 90-some percent of the snowpack for that time of year. That's good. If we can just keep it going, we don't get the rains up high and don't get a warming trend. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And happy, very Merry Christmas to all the people down at Shasta Gas Propane.
Oh, gosh, what great people they are. And
good,
I mean,
for
they
our
really, really
nice
are.
Anderson business.
Yeah. Hey, the I-5, if you're going north at Fondale, they're stopping and checking and make sure that you have change. Everybody has to have change, so be aware of that. And if you're on 44 and you get past Eskimo Hill, it's either four-wheel drive with snow tires or chains all the way to 36, or the 36 junction there.
And if you're going south, it's raining all the way down, so be sure you got good windshield wipers and tires.
Oh.
This is that time of year
Linda
to be sure checking your windshield.
Yeah, wipers. Linda called me one time. She was driving my truck. She says, and it was raining. First time, in months. And she goes, your windshield wipers aren't working. I said, they're not working? Oh, no, they're going back and forth. They're just not working. And I had to listen to that for 5 miles.
Yeah.
And she got in that day, I changed them. Anyway, one of the things that Logan and Tim, who are our last guests that were here from Cypress Square Barbershop, is he says, people talk about the old-time barbershop. He says, we think of ourselves as a family barbershop, and one day, they all came in. He cut four generations' hair.
They had them all in the shop at one time.
They were all in the shop at one time, and he cut four generations' hair. He says they've given people their first haircut, their 18th, you know, the day before their 18th birthday, they got a haircut. I mean, this is.
And their last haircut.
And their last haircut, yeah. Anyway, and speaking of that, just quickly, I saw on Facebook, you know, it has the birthdays there. And I saw an old buddy of mine, former Marine, when we were stationed together, great guy. Great guy. Vietnam veteran, made it through there with no damage to himself. Just a super guy. And funny, very professional. He had a great sense of humor. His name is Paul Jungle. So I sent him a birthday greetings. I said, hey, we need to catch up. Because, we hear back and forth every year. Yeah. And I sent an email.
It's one good thing about Facebook is you kind
of one of the good things about Facebook.
It absolutely is.
You know, get away from all the political stuff, but some of the things that are happening with family, you see people and you see those birthdays. And, mm-hmm. and frankly, I rely on that. When I see that, I'm like, oh, okay. And I'll either call him or something. Anyway, his wife writes back to me that Paul passed away.
Agent Orange.
And Agent Orange. Yeah, you saw mine.
I did. I saw your post. Yeah.
Agent Orange got him. Agent Orange is still killing many people from Vietnam. But he passed away from there. He in Hawaii, where he was living. He was a teacher, been a teacher there. But it made me feel like, you know, it made me realize that life is short.
Mm-hmm.
And that this year,
stay in touch.
I'm going to start reaching out to those people that I haven't seen in years. You know, every so often you hear where they're at. You know, I got, you know, some of them over in the Middle East. Some of them are in names that end with Stan. But other people, and even people from here in town, to reach out and just say hello.
You know, Carl, several years back I had an occasion where I had been thinking of someone for several days, and finally when I reached out, It was like too late by a day.
Linda does that same thing. She gets this feeling that there's something going on. The name just comes up, and she'll reach out.
Well, since then, that was very devastating to me because I had literally thought, by gosh, tomorrow morning I am going to get a hold. And I was having a cup of coffee that next morning, and someone called me and told me that the person I was going to get a hold with had passed away the day before.
Wow.
And I said, I'm never doing that again. So when I get somebody pops in my mind a couple of times, and I'll pick up the phone and call them.
You have to.
And I do it right then. I don't wait anymore.
Yeah.
Middle of the week, in the evening, whatever that person pops in my mind, I don't care if they're in Florida or Alaska or wherever, then I pick up the phone and just, hi, how are you? And you know what's funny about that is almost always there is something significant going on in their mind or their life at that point.
Isn't that weird?
I don't know what that is, but yeah. I always say it's my angels telling me, hey, you need to reach out. This is the time you need to be speaking to these people. So
yeah, well, Linda does the same
good
thing.
Good thing you do, and I do it regularly.
It's the same thing, and they're going through something,
mm-hmm.
and somehow that you all are able to pick up on that.
Yeah.
You know, I've been with people that we shouldn't have even been alive in the next 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then now it's been literally 20, 30 years
exactly.
since I've been with them because life just goes on.
And you can pick up the phone and you can start that conversation
right
and it's
then.
Almost like you talked to them yeah. yesterday.
I know. The guy I went through OCS with and then, you know, for the Marine Corps, it was Officer Candidate School. He was former enlisted, or he was enlisted, went coming through the enlisted commissioning program. And so he was older. Well, we had an old platoon. A lot of us were prior enlisted or enlisted commissioning program or the program where they send you through college and then you go. And his name's Al Broussard. And he was my bunkie. And that was in 1972-73. We still stay in touch.
See, now you start aging yourself.
Now
you do.
See, we're getting ready to have our 50th, reunion for all of us from that class.
Yeah.
The ones that are left. And there's, Surprisingly, there's a lot of people that aren't going to be there because they're dead. But Broussard and I will talk once a year, mm-hmm. and it's usually on his birthday, and we'll catch up. But you're right. You know, these are when you get a chance to do that. When you call him, it's like, you know, he could come in and stay at my house for a week. He and his beautiful wife, Mary, who is also a former Marine, mm-hmm. whom I met at that same time.
Do you know, I think at this time of year, particularly, Carl, there's a lot of buzz going on about the supply and demand and things, gifts that you can get and you can't get and how hard it is to buy things. And I kind of gave up with the gift giving just for the sake of gift giving a lot of years back. And I pretty much over the holidays, my gift is kind of to call and have that conversation, catch up with those people. If I'm not going to see people over the holidays,
yeah.
then make sure that you make that phone call, spend that time, let them know you're thinking of you. To me, that means so much more than a jar of lotion or a gift that you know, we pretty much buy what we want for each other,
yeah.
for ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as we go along. But somebody picking up the phone and calling you and just say, "Gee, you know, just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, find out how you and yours are," that means so much more, and that's way better than buying presents.
I think so.
It's gotten too commercial.
Yeah.
And that's not what it's about.
Speaking of commercials,
yeah,
here we are.
Good idea to have one.
I have to make this announcement that on this weekend, on Christmas and the day after Christmas, we are giving our people off, and so we're going to have the best of shows, except for Poke the Hornet's Nest, hosted by Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke. We'll have a fresh new show. They're going to record it tomorrow, and it'll play Sunday. And I think also our show about cryptocurrency is also, we also have a recorded show for them. We'll be playing, but that's my Christmas present to everybody.
Well,
you get Christmas Day off. You know, but these guys and girls are so good. If I said, no, we got to work. You know what?
They would. Yeah.
Because they are just super people.
Well, and I kind of encourage, I wish more businesses closed, more do than used to. You know, you can plan ahead. I think it's nice if there's one drugstore open in a community.
Yeah.
For an emergency. But I don't, you know, come on. Plan ahead, people. You don't need to go to the store on everybody
so.
Should be able to have a day off.
Well, I've told everybody where you can go to get that.
I know.
That bottle of alcohol if you need it on Christmas Day. Hey, we've got to take a break here. REU has great rebates. They have rebates available from the city, the state, the nation. If you want to buy an EV, an electric vehicle, and a charging station, visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about the local, state, and federal rebates available. I saw Dan Beans yesterday, who's the director. He dropped off something, and I'm dropping something off for him that I truly appreciate. We're very fortunate to have Dan Beans. And you know, everybody's, and he's going to be on the show next month, and we're going to talk about we are raising the rates for the first time in 6 years. And he's going to talk about why.
And there's some new regulations coming in that will impact the electric and solar and all those different things that impact his department. So,
yeah.
Good time.
All these things. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. All your feet, take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community,
we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Got a fun stuff. Now it's getting closer. I can't wait.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Larkin and Carl Bott. 8:21 in the morning, and it's 44 degrees out there. Cloudy rain. If you're heading north on I-5 at Fondale, they're checking for chains. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more at the Northern California's premier retirement community. Great places to stay, gourmet chefs, transportation if you want it. It's not for assisted living. No, this is for active seniors. For more information and a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for announcing that we're going to have a new show, a fresh show.
Did you hear the 7:30 show, Nick?
We're going to do an expose.
Hello, Nick.
Yo.
Did you hear the 7:30 show?
No, I was working, and Logan didn't tell me what was going on, but I'll listen to it on the archives.
Okay.
But I found that quite surprising, because...
I know. He did great.
Good. So, anyway...
Okay, you've got a new show. It's going to go at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, and it's an expose of the FBI.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's not the end of my call, unless you want to get rid of me.
No, okay. What's the end of your call?
Well, you know, things have been going on with our city council and our county supervisors that I don't think the public would... be in favor of with the city. Just one instance is how they beat Mike DeQuisto out of the opportunity to be mayor, and with the county, they're on the verge of accepting $34 million, and they don't even know what they have to do to it. Anything can come down the pipeline till December 31st, 2026. And people aren't aware of that. There's very few people that are aware of that, but they are waking up. And I've got some ideas how people could start paying attention without having to take a lot of time out of their schedule and go to the meetings. One is you could read the meeting agendas online, you know, and if you read those every time they had a meeting, which is twice a month usually at the most, you can get a good flavor of what's going on, and you can start saying, you know, why are they doing this? What's going on? You know, you could go and speak at meetings, and, you know, I remember the first time I spoke at a meeting, I was scared as heck and claustrophobic, but you get over that. And then you can call and you can email your representatives, the city councilors or the supervisors. But, you know, in my opinion, the only way we're going to straighten out our country, our state, our county, our city, is for citizens to get involved and start paying attention, because they are running over the top of us, in my opinion. And people need to stand up and let them know that we're not in favor of this.
Well, Nick, I will tell you, I absolutely agree with everything you just said, because that absolutely is how we take it back. They didn't get there by themselves. We have elected these people, and then we've let them do whatever they want to without paying attention and or giving them a report card, and that's at the local level all the way up to the federal level. We've elected them, and then we don't even know who they are. We don't pay attention to how they're voting, and then we reelect them, and then we turn around and say, well, we should have term limits. You don't need term limits if the people get back involved in their government. Pay attention, and if they're not doing it at the end of 4 years, don't reelect them.
Well, yes, and if they do something really egregious, we can recall them.
That's exactly right. That's how we're protected. But you people have to be paying attention to know they need to be recalled.
So busy trying to support themselves, two parents working, a bunch of kids they got to keep going, and they don't have time. And just reading the agendas, you'd start getting a feeling of what's going on. For instance, the city of Reading's agenda had they're signing a grant to get almost $1 million for homelessness. And you know, it's just grant after grant after grant, and nothing's getting better. For instance, when Kristen Schrader became a city councilor in 2015, she was going to see about fixing the homeless problem in Shasta County, and I think there was 570-some homeless in Shasta County at that time. In 2018, the city council wrote a letter to the governor asking him to declare a state of emergency so that would release more funds. And at that time, they said there were 3,000 homeless in Reading. Now, you know, she's going backwards. Nothing's getting done.
Okay.
And that tells me we need to find another approach.
Okay. Thanks,
and
Nick. We got other. We
people
got
a need to bring that to their attention.
Okay. You're right. People need to pay attention. You get what you vote for, and if you don't pay attention, we got other people waiting. Thanks, Nick.
Sure.
Terry, good morning. Terry, good morning. You're on.
Hey, good morning, you two. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to make an announcement that the program we're going to have on Sunday is going to be with Tim Garman and Katie Gorman. Now, Tim Garman is running for District 2, but also is the school board president of the Happy Valley Elementary School District. So what we did is we took the first half hour with Katie and Tim, and we talked about school boards, because a lot of people out there, most people out there, don't know what the jurisdiction of the school board really is. So we thought we would go ahead and have Tim explain that along with Katie Gorman, who's a teacher. And then the second half hour, of course, will be about the county and be about him running for District 2. But I think it'd be great for people to tune in, because they will be able to at least understand what a school board's jurisdiction is, because there seems to be a lot of controversy on that right now.
I thoroughly agree with you on that. You know, how much power does a school board have, or how
right.
What powers don't they have?
Right.
How much of it belongs, you know, like if you look at the Shasta County
Superintendent of Schools.
Superintendent of Schools, but her power, or their, or whoever's in that spot, in this case, it's Judy Flores, their power is limited because it comes down to each school district, and the superintendent at school district swings a big bat.
And we do get into that also.
Yeah.
So I think that it was last week's program, but that's why we're rerunning it again. But
okay.
I think people will really enjoy it because you hear firsthand really who has jurisdiction, and that's the most important thing. The other thing about what Trish was saying, she's absolutely right about term limits. I agree with her 100%. I think a lot of people do. The thing is how do we make the boards of supervisors accountable? Well, I would submit to you that in Article 11 of the California Constitution, we do have a thing called an ordinance that we can do, and I know Trish is familiar with this. And there, as long as we stay within state guidelines of the Constitution and the law, and it doesn't interfere with either one of those. Well, we have some people right now, well, frankly, after about the last 3 months, have been drafting up an ordinance on how to make sure that the boards of supervisors in California do uphold their oath to the Constitution. Because, Trish, as you know, the only reason for government, the only sole reason for government, is to protect the rights of the sovereign. That's what their oath is to in Article 20. It's not to a social contract or any of that other stuff. So I think you'll find Sunday's program very interesting. And then one last thing, on Mountaintop Media, you can go to YouTube or Facebook or whatever. We did an interview, again, 2 half-hour interviews, with Jeremy Edwardson, the producer of Red, White, and Blueprint, when and I did that. And the first part of that is very interesting because it talks about the $34 million, where the money goes, how it's all distributed. So what we're trying to do is to get information that's useful to people out there so they can make their decision and understand how government works from a layman's terms.
Okay, Terry.
Thanks, Terry, very much.
Thanks for the update.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas, Terry. We've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center just received an A rating from a national organization that takes all of the statistics from all of the hospitals in the nation and then rates them on safety and, you know, lack of problems, all of these things. They got an A rating. They're in the top 230 hospitals out of 4,000 in the nation. They have a number of great things that's happening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, from the emergency room through the surgical services they have there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. And I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I pulled into Nazareth, wasn't feeling about that fast dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head.
Welcome back to FIFI Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Quickly approaching Christmas.
Well, we are here, 2 days away.
There you go. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Here's a great, a great present you can give somebody. How about a gift certificate to Northern Firearms Instruction for their CCW? If they've already got a CCW, how about an advanced class, advanced pistol? There's two of those. Or a, private class. For your loved ones, that where they can learn how to use a firearm safely and how to store it safely, which is a big part of our classes. Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Did you go to the to that forum?
I did. There was a forum last week down at the American Legion down in Cottonwood. And it was put on by the Red, White, and Blue organization, Red, White, Blueprint organization. And it had all of the candidates running in either District 1, District 5, or District 2, the recall election, District 2, were invited to be there. They had a great, it was a good format the way they put it out. They gave every person an opportunity to say a few words. Then they ask them, the same questions, all of the candidates. I believe there were two candidates there for District 5, one for District 1, and four or five of the candidates for District 2. That's not, they all had a good day, and they all spoke well, and they had, more importantly, they had a good crowd there. I think there's some expectations that the public has about what these elected officials can do that I personally like to speak to it. This isn't a matter of opinion, it's a matter of fact. All of those people that are running for those offices certainly can try to do all of the things that they're doing. But I want to just remind the public to not have great expectations about what an individual person running for a county supervisor or school board or anything else can do. They all need to learn to count to three, because they can't individually make these things happen. They have to learn to be persuasive and convince two other people to go along with them to accomplish almost anything as an elected official.
I know. And, and some things, and I'm not excusing, behavior at all. Or, people will say things right here, sitting across from me, that they want to do, and they They really want to do it.
Yeah.
They sincerely believe it.
Exactly.
Until they get into it. And then they realize, yeah, that sounds real easy to do, but it's not. That it takes, Barron said yesterday, it took over a year to get that butane ordinance through.
Yeah.
People using butane, of course, to make honey oil, and there's explosions, people being killed, yeah. Injured, other people not involved with it getting injured. And so it's not as easy as people think. And the other thing you've got is an entrenched bureaucracy.
You do.
That you're going up against, that you have to change. Sometimes you may have to change everything about that.
I don't want to discourage anybody from going in there with a can-do attitude but recognize that if it is a law, you can object to the law, you can say you think it's unconstitutional, but if it's a law that's been put into place, you have to work with other organizations to change that law. You don't have to agree with all the laws, but unfortunately we do have to support them if in fact they're law. We need to prove they're unconstitutional, and I encourage everybody to work towards that. I always like to say that, I was an elected official for 20 years and I accomplished one thing all by myself that didn't take a vote of anything and had a big impact on the people of Shasta County. As you drive across a creek and you see the sign that identifies the creek, Clear Creek, Bear Creek,
yeah.
Still, you can thank Supervisor Trish Clark for that. Took me 5 public work directors before I could get them, and they kept saying, we don't want to name the bridges. I said, no, I don't want you to name the bridge. I want you to identify the waterway.
Yeah.
There's a lot of creeks in Shasta County.
Yeah.
And I went, they started with Dick Curry. He was the public works director when I first went in there. Went through Bill Lyman. I can't even remember all of them, but I remember Pat Minturn was the 5th public work director that I went to. And my husband said, you're not going after that again, are you? And I said, yeah, I'm going to try one more time. Went in to talk to Pat Minturn, who's still there, and told him what I wanted to do. He said, yeah, that's doable. We can do a couple of week or a month,
yeah,
out of the shop. We'll put some
volume,
some limits.
You can make them yourself.
We did. And the first one went on Stillwater Creek on Durst Road. It was the first one that went up. And he sent me an email and said the first sign went up. So when you drive across those, I did it all by myself. Didn't take a vote of the board. I just got and I thank Pat Minturn for finally listening to me. I thought it was a great idea.
Moving on to my favorite subject, Joe Biden.
Oh, okay.
Joe Biden got a new dog. You remember his dog Major, the German Shepherd?
Well,
it was his first dog.
Oh, okay.
They came into the White House. They made a big thing out of it because Trump didn't have a dog. And there must be something wrong with somebody that didn't have a dog, according to the left. Anyway, who didn't really care before that. Anyway, so Joe Biden brought Major into the White House. Well, Major wasn't totally housebroken, but the other thing Major did was bite people. So they sent Major out for re-education, to a re-education camp, brought him back, and it didn't stop. So Major has been rehomed with a new family, and they brought in a younger dog named, get this, Commander. Okay, I'm not going to even mention that. So Joe brought in a new dog. So I'm not reading into this. So if you've got an old dog in the White House that can't handle it, you bring in a younger dog. I mean, do I need to read into this at all?
I think you need to take a break. I'm going to suggest that you stop reading the news and walk away, Carl. Because
the old dog can't handle it.
Yeah.
So you get a new dog in there. So
yeah.
I'm just thinking, yeah, well, you know.
That's how you solve the problem.
That's where you solve your problem there. In this case, the younger one, replacing Joe may be worse. So it's hard to believe.
I'm pretty sure
made a point. He just probably said it in an aside. I'm not extending the student loan, payments. He put a moratorium on making student loans. He said, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, the squad went berserk. And so now Joe has just said, well, I'm going to extend that payment pause through May now. He wasn't going to, but now Joe is. I'm wondering if it's the last person that Joe talks to gets the decision. Have you ever been around people like that?
I have, and most people that have been around like that are people who are suffering from some kind of memory deficiency, and you want to be the last person to talk to them before they make a decision because it's the only thing that's going to be in their mind.
It appears that Joe is also, when it comes to economic things, he has finally topped Jimmy Carter as being as having the lowest polls on any president about the economy. And you remember Jimmy Carter.
Well, yeah.
What, 22% interest rates?
Mr. Peanut. Mr. Peanut.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was a one-term president.
Yes, he was. He was. Well, and
so was Trump.
Well,
so was Trump.
Well,
I know you don't like to hear that.
Well, I hear you. He was elected twice. He only got to serve once.
8:44 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Life. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks, and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Pre-Fi Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. Gosh, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, the 24th, I'm sure I have guests. You know, the regularly scheduled ones, though, maybe don't show up on Christmas Eve. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be here. Trish, if you could give the United States, and I asked people this week, if you could give them a gift, the whole population of the United States, if you could give them a gift, what would it be?
Wow, that's a tough question. If I could give them a gift, it would be that we'd wake up and we never had the pandemic.
Whoa, that would be great.
But
mine would be that when we wake up, that we take a deep breath and start treating each other like friends.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't have the rancor that we have here. When you talk to people, we've had people in here that are experts on mental illness and mental health, that the people are losing hope because the rancor that they don't, you know, they're starting to lose hope. And, you know, we're so bipartisan now at the highest levels.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and then down to the state. Not so much, well, you even see it in the county and the city some. But
we are seeing it with individuals' unhappiness.
Yeah.
Because they're so angry about things that are happening that they can't get beyond it. I always tell everybody, take a deep breath.
Take a step back.
Take a step back.
Yeah.
Let it go.
You know what?
This is not your life. Don't let it consume you to the point where you can't live your life.
And you know, that you can't work together to move forward. And I don't see that going to happen in Congress or at that federal level. I mean, when is there going to be a time that you actually have a leader that's going to actively, I don't mean lip service, actively work to pull the factions together to move forward. You know, okay, you want this, I disagree with that, but there's got to be middle ground in here without calling each other names or any of those things. This country is too great to continue this, and we won't be great if we do.
If we continue in the path that we are now, our greatness is diminishing as we.
Both sides. We're not.
I'm just saying on the path we're at right now, the directions we're going, with all of the people that are in authority, because you can't blame just one side.
No, not at all.
It's even when we had when the right had the opportunity to make the differences that they wanted to do, if that was how they felt, they didn't take that opportunity and they didn't do it.
No.
Because you've got your entrenched bureaucracy that we talked about before that kind of likes how it is.
Yeah. Nope. They don't
want to change it one way or the other, and they just create the havoc, never let a good crisis go to waste, continue, and there you are.
No.
So that's not good.
That would be my gift, is that people take that deep breath, step back, and look and say, what can we do to work together to keep this thing moving forward?
Live each day and forget, don't get so overwhelmed by this. You know, and we've had some bad things. We think we have. But it's not been that bad a year.
No.
I mean, you need to, at this point, think about the good things. Think about you've got a place to live. You've got food on the table. You've got family. Think about the good things. Don't dwell on the bad things and take a deep breath.
Take a dip. Okay. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Carl, I was calling. I was wondering if you're going to have anybody on the show in the – I always call the city of Shasta like the forgotten city because – You know, I don't hear too many people talk about the city of Shasta Lake, and there's a lot of things that go on in the city of Shasta Lake, but nobody seems to really care about what's going on.
Oh, well, you know what? That's a good point. We need to get the mayor on from the city of Shasta Lake or somebody to come on and talk about all the things that are happening in Shasta Lake. So that's a good idea. Yeah. Thanks, Dolores.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, and there's going to be, I guess, new people running, and, you know, so we need to know also, you know, why they're going to be running.
Yep.
All the city council.
Well, we're going to try, you know, we try to reach out to everybody. Now, some avail themselves of that opportunity, some don't, but we'll try. Thanks, Dolores, okay. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
You know, we forget sometimes because we tend to focus on the city of Reading. I remember when I first got involved from the city of Anderson, we constantly would be in meetings and they would refer to the city and the county and the city and the county and the city and the county. And they were not used to having someone there from the other city in the county.
That's true.
And so over a period of time, it got to be the city and the county and, oh yeah, Anderson. And then the city of Shasta Lake Incorporated. And now we're a county with three cities. A lot of people don't know that. They think that Shingletown and Millville and Cottonwood and all those places are cities. They're not.
They're not.
Unincorporated communities, so that we're unusual. Shasta County is unusual. We only have three incorporated cities. And we need to recognize that. She's absolutely right. We don't talk about the city of Shasta Lake.
We don't.
But
not
they
enough.
Need to get involved more and make themselves a part of the discussion.
Anderson does. Because it's important.
Anderson does.
But City of Shasta Lake, okay, that's a New Year's resolution. Then I will reach out to the City of Shasta Lake and have them on talk about what's going on up there.
Because
they've got building, they've got all types of stuff going
on. Only half the population of Shasta County lives in the city of Reading, so the other half lives in the unincorporated areas, the two other cities, and they matter too. And what happens in the city of Reading or Anderson or Shasta Lake impacts everybody in Shasta County. Certainly what the county does impacts us all, whether you live in a city or you don't.
That's right.
So you need to keep informed about all of the above. And it's good stuff going on in all of our communities. We're very fortunate and blessed to be living in the area we live in the state of California.
And we are. And then, you know, you will hear, again, you, the thing about Facebook is, and I have to admit that in the last, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, it seems like everybody has kind of like taken a step back. Not everybody. A lot of people have taken a step back. And the attacks on each other, calling each other names, the nastiness has seemed to have taken a step back. So I don't know what caused that. But let's hope it continues.
I hope so, too. You know, I find that I like Facebook because I like to... As you indicate, I can keep in touch. I mean, I can sit there in the evening and I can chit chat with my adopted daughter in Virginia and a friend in Tennessee and somebody in Southern California and just a chit chat back and forth or a like on their page and how are you doing and use your page for that. I personally, I put on my page what I want to. It's my page.
Yeah.
If you want to argue about it, do that on your page. Don't be getting into an argument on my feed with somebody else that's a friend of mine. Actually, what happens when that happens and people get to fighting on my pages and I just unfriend both of them. Because it's my page. I can put anything I want to on. If you disagree, your option is to delete it. Or say you disagree, but don't argue with me forever.
Did you see my post when I said, you know, how do you pick your friends on Facebook? And I'll look at when I get a friend request. If it's, and I don't know them, but they're from this area, and I look at who their friends are.
Absolutely.
And if it's you and Linda and several others, I'll go, okay. It's no impact on me.
Yeah.
If they're from out of state, like I got one yesterday from New York.
Yeah.
And she's got, you know, we have four common friends, but I look at those friends and I go, oh, I don't even know who those guys are.
Yeah.
So they don't make it. But then
if they don't have a page.
Yeah. And then I said, when they send you the bikini shots, I mean, those immediately are you know, rejected.
Mine are the military shots.
Linda gets those.
Yeah.
This is a 3-star general that wants to be friends with Linda.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I get those on a regular basis. You look down, and that's all they've got is a few, you know. And then they're friends with, like you say, some people that you know. But that's because some people just, if they get a friend request, they go, yeah, okay, okay, okay.
Well, I got one. I got one from one of the from a lady, you know, that her photograph is very suggestive, and she wanted to meet me. And I looked at who her friend was, and he's a well-known person, but he's a kid. And I called his mom. I said, this is one of so-and-so's friends. I'll take care of that. You know, but he, you know, it was funny at the time. Anyway, thanks for being here, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, and Merry Christmas to you guys and everybody out there.
Yeah. You know what? We've gone through another one almost.
I know.
Next Thursday, we'll be here. We'll wrap it up, and we'll talk about people who are no longer with us, you know, and in the world, and where we think we're going.
And where 2022 is going to be.
You know, I did say that I wasn't going to ever mention 2020 again in 2021. I think I've gotten to the point where I'm not going to mention 2020 or 2021. And 2022, you've got your chance here. So let's not screw this up.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow from 7 to 9 a.m. It's the good guys against the bad guys. And now I'm saying during this week.